This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Welcome back to the Pack a Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, and powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder, the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11, so do not go anywhere. Right now, we are being joined by the wonderful Jacob Morley on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Jacob Morley, you can find on social media at Jacob Morley appropriately, and of course on the Pack a Day podcast, Packer Report as well. Jacob, is wonderful to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
Man, I'm doing good. You know, all things considered, the team is never going to win a game. Coaches are going to get fired. They're going to cut 90 guys this week, I think, right? Isn't that what you heard? They're going to just completely flip this thing, right?
Revamp the roster. Yeah, it's going to change over. There is a practice today not open to the public, and I'm just expecting a totally different coaching staff, player pool, everything. It's going to be a complete changeover. We obviously say in jest. Jacob, I'm going to... I've vented already with the thoughts on this game, meaning this doesn't mean anything, and I'm surprised. I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm surprised as to the overarching feel of like the sky is falling from a preseason game. But what did you take away from this game? I just want to give you that floor first, and I'll let you go in any direction you want.
I mean, it wasn't good. no one could sit here and be like, yeah, that's what we wanted. And I think Coach LaFleur hit on that. At halftime and after the game, we kind of got spicy Matt LaFleur and his pressers, and rightfully so. But, you know, you're right. It really doesn't matter. It is an exhibition game. It's a game, and this is going to all sound like copium, right? But it is a game against a team with a brand new head coach that wanted to come out there and prove something. And they did, like, you know, good on them. But how many times have we seen a team go 4-0 in the preseason and then just be bad? And how many times have we seen teams, you know, do whatever in the preseason, then come out with their starters and be good? So, you know, by November, we won't be probably thinking about this. But it is what it is. And you certainly wanted to see more out of certain guys. But we got two more weeks for these kind of mid-tier to bottom of the roster guys to show why they are in the NFL. We've got joint practices this week, and I think – we'll see some more positive news coming out after this week. And the last thing is, if you were frustrated, I promise you the guys are frustrated too. I promise you the players are not happy with what they put on tape. So really what I think we need to be looking for is, how do they respond to that? What does this week look like? Do they come out with a little bit, you know, different level of intensity? I think that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, I think so too. And I also think, like, there's sort of like sometimes you feel like in practice, like you're at a certain level and things are going in the right direction and you're trending, and then you finally get that first litmus test and just to sort of recalibrate. And I do feel like this was just sort of a recalibration moment of like, oh, okay, like we were playing at a certain level of urgency in practice so far against our own teammates. And then when we got to see it out in the field, like there was a different level to that. And now it's time to up that level and recalibrate that level of urgency a little bit. So, and I think they will. And I don't know what that looks like in a preseason week two when they're not going to play any of their starters. It could look ugly again this week. But I do think overall that's not the worst thing to kind of have that moment early on in preseason to sort of readjust the volume and turn it maybe from a 5 to an 8 as they move forward here. And then as a 10, hopefully going into the regular season. Let me ask this. Are there any real, tangible, legitimate concerns that you have coming out of this game? Anything that you're like, you know what, this actually does feel a little bit real to me?
I mean, I think the biggest concern is the drops still. you look at this team from last year and like what really plagued the offense was drops. And then they come out and, you know, guys that you expect to maybe be on the team, like Romeo has a drop. You know, Malik is fighting for a roster spot. He's got drops. It's things like that. And the other thing is, and again, that's number one. Number two is if you really want to dig deep into it, like Zach Tom got beat once, which is, you know, that happens. But I think the biggest thing with this team, and this is projecting, right? But I think in the past, like they've got really good players, but their good players need to ascend into great players or better than just good to beat some of these high-end, you know, these teams with other great players. Because when you have a bunch of good players, you're going to win a lot of games against teams that you're better than. But when those good players don't ascend to great players, that's when it's tough to beat those really, really good teams. So that is one play that I'm extrapolating on, but that it, you know, it's true. These guys that are getting paid, and I don't want to speak ill of the Zach Toms or the Rashawn Garys of the world, because I think they're really good players who can take that step to be great, but they need to do it, you know? And so I think if you're projecting and looking upon this season and then looking forward, like those are the guys that really need to take a step forward and go from good to great.
No, I think that's a fair concern, and I think that's very well said, and I'm 1,000,000% in agreement in the fact that they are going to need some players to become real star players in this league, whether that's Pro Bowl, All-Pro, whatever it might be. You need a few of those guys, if not more, to kind of carry you. Look back at 96, look at 2010, and look at the real star players on those teams. You need those guys to carry you through some of the very difficult situations that are going to arise in the playoffs. Let me ask you on the flip side, as we're being joined by Jacob Morley. Find him on social media at Jacob Morley. Of course, Packaday Podcast, PackerReport.com. We talked about maybe what does matter. What doesn't matter at all? What's maybe being talked about that when you look at this preseason game, you're just like, that could not matter any less?
I think you look at the offense and you really talk about like what is vanilla offense. Go watch the route concepts they were running. It's
like grade school basic day one install. We're not NFL day one install. It is grade school basic day one install.
Yeah, and so it's like, and then go watch them in the regular season. That's just so not Matt. He's going to cook up some stuff. He's going to do some unique stuff to get guys free and open. And this really was just, hey, go run a slant, go run an out. You know, it's like your 1 through 9 route tree. You got this, you got this, you got this. Go run it. You know, that stuff, like on offense, I don't care about that. You know, you look at, like, I know people were dogging Jordan for being 1 of 5. I don't care at all. The positive, I'm going to flip it to a positive, though, is the one guy that was able to get open on these really, really simple things was the rookie, Matthew Golden.
Yep.
And if you want to get excited about something, and I know the hype train is going off the rails for Matthew Golden, but, man, that – one, the slant he ran was impressive, and two, drawing a PI against an all-pro is impressive. So in his limited snaps in a very vanilla offense, basically just saying go do your best versus their best and be able to win in the even though it's the preseason, that's exciting.
Yeah, no, very much so. I think Matthew Golden, again, just beginning to realize what he can do on an NFL field, and I think that's going to be a very exciting thing to continue to watch moving forward. You mentioned Matthew Golden, but were there any other players that actually helped themselves in this game? I know it was a very ugly game overall, but is there anyone that actually, you know, maybe got themselves in a better situation or maybe got themselves in a roster or a position where maybe now they can actually make a roster?
Yeah, I mean, there's three guys I think a lot of people have been talking about, the two tackles, Jordan Morgan, Anthony Belton, and then the rookie edge rusher, Baron Sorrell. I think those three guys really jumped off the film when you go back and watch. Morgan just, I think for the first time, we saw him really look the part at tackle. Going back to last year, I know he mostly played guard. We didn't really get to see him do this. This was really the first live bullet action we've seen him at left tackle, and he held his own. Like he looked the part. He looked good. He looked like a guy that can play in this league. Now, can he build on that? Can he continue to grow? I think he can. He's a first-round draft pick for a reason. He's extremely talented. So I'm excited to see him kind of progress and see what he can do and build on that. Anthony Belton, who, you know, hand up, I was not excited about that Anthony Belton pick in round 2. And you can go back and listen to the Packaday podcast draft recaps. I think Ross Uggelman and I were confused about that pick, to say the least. And I'm already willing to say, hey, I think I might have been wrong about that, because whatever the Packers saw in him, kind of the road grader bully that they've been looking for on the offensive line. I think they may have found it with him. I had a tweet the other day, and this was mostly, you know, I'm over exaggerating, but Anthony Belton did, like, he had three plays where he just completely put a guy on their keister, right? And this isn't a knock. I think Green Bay is really, really good, maybe the best at developing offensive line talent in the NFL. But they don't develop guys like that always, where you go out there and say, wow, he really just imposed his will on an NFL player. They don't have a ton of guys like that. So even though, yes, it's against second string guys, it's against third string guys, you want to see it. And it's exciting to see when he does stuff like that. Now, is he going to stay at tackle? Is he going to stay at guard? I don't really care if you're going to be just paving the way like that. So they'll find a spot for him. I don't know if it's going to be this year. Maybe, maybe not. Probably injuries would have to play with that. But we'll see. And then the last guy, Baron Sorrell, the edge, the rookie edge player out of Texas. I don't know. I still don't know why he was available when he was. I mean, you look at this kid. You it's like you draw an edge player in a lab. That's what he looks like. He's got the size. He's got the intangibles. He's got the athleticism. Oh, and then Andy, did you know that he was really productive in the SEC too at a big time? Like, I don't get why he was drafted where he was. And then he comes out in week one, and I think, I mean, he jumped off the page. You go look at, I think his PFF pass rushing grade was around 90 as well. And I don't always agree with PFF, but I agree with that one. I do agree with that one because he was a handful, and he did it. And what's exciting about him is he did it in different ways. He didn't just go run through a guy's face four times and get pressures. I mean, he had his entire tool bag on display as a young player. So I am excited, very bullish on him. I think he is not only ready to play right now, I think he's still got room to get better. You look at a guy like when Enigbare came into the league, I kind of compare – Sorrell is kind of like him with more upside and athleticism. Like, Enigbare was kind of ready to play. He had a tool bag. He had a pass rush plan at all times. And Sorrell looks like that already. But then, gosh, you look at, like, the athleticism that he has too. Like, he can get better. So he's someone that I would highlight as well. Those would be my three guys. And I know those are, like, the three guys everyone's talking about. But it kind of is true. There wasn't a lot else to kind of take from this game. It's like, oh, those guys played really well. So, but then I had someone in my mention say something like, you know, if you would tell me that our two young offensive line prospects looked really good in their first preseason game, I don't really care what else happened. And it's kind of like, yeah, that's true, because these are guys that might actually play as well. So those are three guys to watch, I think, the rest of the year and be excited about.
Well, it's so funny because as you were saying that, I'm like, if you could almost handpick three guys in this game that you would have really wanted, and add Matthew Golden to that as well, right, in his limited playing time, you could have handpicked the guys that you're like, I really hope these players play well. I mean, it doesn't get – you're not looking too far from Matthew Golden, Jordan Morgan, Anthony Belton, and Baron Sorrell. Like, and especially three of those guys have seen a little bit of extended action too. Those would have been players that would have been at or near the top of my list of players who I would have liked to play well. And I tweeted out yesterday, I'm actually pretty stunned going back and watching the tape of how, how vanilla certain stuff was, which made me feel even better, what they were actually trying to accomplish in some of the stuff that they were calling. But also, again, some of the players that actually are going to make this team. I would even add, Kingsley Enigbare, I thought, had a nice game. A couple of the young defensive tackles, like some of the players that actually I did want to see play well actually did play well in this one, which was a little bit, surprising based on how the overall product looked. So I think there was some more positive takeaways there. Of course, there is a flip side as well. Again, we're being joined by Jacob Morley, Packaday Podcast, PackerReport.com. Find him on social media at Jacob Morley. Who is somebody that really hurt their cause, or maybe multiple players that hurt their cause in this particular game?
Well, so while this game was being played, I was having my fantasy football draft, and I live in Kansas City, so a lot of my buddies are Chiefs fans. A lot of my buddies write for, like, KCSN, right? And so we're watching the game, and it's split screen, and it's not – and by the way, I got a lesson. It's not Mecole, it's Mecole. Because I kept saying Mecole, so they're like, no, it's Mecole. I was like, okay. But, I mean, gosh, every time he messed up, no one was like, oh, man. Everyone was just kind of like, yeah, that's what he does. And I'm just like, what, really? Like, he was an all-pro punt returner. Like, mm-hmm. And like, this guy won a Super Bowl for you with the last second touchdown catch. Yep. Like, no, like, I mean, can you imagine if a guy like that did that in Green Bay? He would be revered forever and ever.
Yep.
And the fact that they're just kind of all like, yeah, we don't, like, whatever. And so that's kind of who he is. And so I'm just like, ooh, okay, that's not good. I don't know. And I don't mean to dog on the guy at all, because, like, he has been an all pro. He has caught a game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. But if you're trying to make a team as a punt returner, that is about as bad as it gets. I mean, I can't imagine what else he could have done negatively. So I don't know. He put himself in a hole, and I don't know if he can dig himself out of it. Maybe he can, because they don't really have another option as a punt returner. I know they really want him to take that job and run with it. So that wasn't great. Another guy, I mean, yeah, Jacob Monk struggled big time. I mean, he did not look like an NFL offensive lineman. That doesn't mean he isn't. It means he maybe just had a bad game. But that's another guy that if you're earmarking who needs to play well the rest of the way, he's right up at the top, because I think, gosh, before this, most people kind of had him locked in on the 53. I don't know if that is a lock anymore. I think they might start looking for someone else. They might start saying, well, Donovan Jennings, let's work on your snapping. You know, let's get you up to speed, because I know they've kind of been trying to do it anyways. So we'll see. I think those two guys really headline it as far as who looked rough. And that's too bad, because it's a game where a lot of guys look rough. So if you're kind of at the top of the pile of that, that's not a good sign.
Not great.
So
no,
I think, yeah, those two guys probably are the headliners as far as like, ooh, guys, you need to play better the next 2 weeks if you want to play on this team on the 53.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Mecole Hardman, he's going to need maybe a couple Desmond Howard moments moving forward if he's going to want to make that team as a punt returner. That's a rough look for him. And then, you know, as you look at Jacob Monk, that's another one where, like, I'm starting to get, I thought Belton and Morgan were very good positives in this game. So that buoyed me a little bit. But now with Travis Glover being out, Monk not looking good. I mean, Jennings has not, specifically when they've tried him at center, has not looked very good in camp, or I thought in preseason either. And you start looking at that offensive line a little bit more and you're like, all right, they've got seven guys. And again, even one of those is a rookie in Anthony Belton. And after that, I was hoping for maybe some players to step up a little bit more, whether that be a Monk or a Jennings or a Glover or a Telford or something. And that has not really happened. And I get, you look around the NFL at all 32 teams and you start looking at their eighth offensive lineman and you get the Sunday scaries very, very fast with that. But I was hoping for a little bit better there. And we have certainly not seen that develop as of yet. All right, Jacob, before I get you out of here, just really quick, what, if anything, needs to change in preseason week two so that we can maybe have a little bit better feeling as we talk about this team, you know, after next week's game?
I think it's just intensity level. And I'm not even saying that's LaFleur's fault. You know, like, a lot of guys want to pin that on him. Like, oh, coach doesn't have them ready. These teams are always this way. They're soft, you know, all that stuff. And you got a 90-man roster. Guys, like, if you don't want to be in the – like, you're intent, like, these guys got a taste of it, right? If you want to make it in the NFL, like, you can't just be lackadaisical. You need to be ready. You need to be locked into play. And it's kind of like if you ever played any, you know, high school athletics or any athletics, like when you have a scout team player and it's a walkthrough and they're the guy out there that's being annoying because they're, hey, guy, you chill a little bit. You're playing too hard. They need to be that way. You need to be that annoying guy in the scout team that's going out there playing too hard. Because you know what? That's what the Jets did. Like, they showed up and they as a team collectively, that is what they did. The Packers were kind of the varsity player going, oh, hey, yeah, this is preseason. Doesn't mean anything. Just kind of like walkthroughs. And then this guy's out here just repeatedly punching you in the face. And you need to match that level. You can't be too cool. You can't be too casual. You need to come out here. This is NFL football still. Even though, yes, it is preseason, you need to come out with a higher level of intensity. And you need to prove that you belong in this league. Because a lot of the guys that are going to be playing in these next 2 weeks, you probably have a handful of them, Andy, that are going to be on the Packers roster. So the rest of them, you are not, and this is so cliche, you are not just trying out for the Packers. So you need to put good film out there. You need to make sure you are locked in and ready to go. That's what I'm looking for the next 2 weeks. I think It's such.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's an obvious message that I know that those guys get it. I'm hoping that we see it. And if you remember, I think it was just last year where they came out in week one of the preseason and just looked like they were never going to lose a game again. And then the next week they scored 2 points and got their butts kicked. Right. Yep. So, that's kind of the nature of preseason. The script can flip really, really fast, especially when you have all these young players, all these unknowns. So that's what I'm looking for the rest of the way. They need to pick it up.
I think so too. I think we're going to see a little bit more intensity this week, which I'm looking forward to. Jacob, I know you always bring the intensity. Where can we find all of your incredible work and follow you on social media?
Yeah, I mean, just at X is where I'm at, hanging out most of the time, firing off tweets. During the season, I'll have my weekly preview article over at PackerReport.com. And as always, during draft season, making sure you're following along for the draft guide and doing all that stuff.
I know you've got morning school coming up now, teaching, so I know we're not going to be able to do this for a bit, but hopefully we can chat on the podcast or something soon. I appreciate everything that you do, my friend. You absolutely kill it every single time, and hopefully we can find a way to talk again soon.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, Andy.
Appreciate you a ton. That is Jacob Morley. A huge thank you to him for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. We got a lot more to discuss right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.